Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got 4 hours for Victory Monday, the best of the season. Steelers 29, Lions 24. The Steelers do what many said could not be done, including Mulsey. Go into Ford Field against the dynamic, explosive Lions offense and come away with a win. Thank you, Patriots, for what they did last night to the Ravens. And now it's entirely possible that before the Steelers play their next game in Cleveland on Sunday, they will have clinched the AFC North. That's how fast life comes at you. 3 weeks ago, Mike Tomlin was being serenaded with Fire Tomlin chants. Now they are in the catbird seat to win the AFC North for the first time since 2020, Mulsey. And we have hosts on our station flip-flopping like crazy. And this is where I want to start today's show at 412-928-9370. We have two interns here, intern Dom, intern Jack. Donnie is driving back from Detroit, where he got a little bit scared. He got cold feet. He did not make the Steelers' money line bet to win. I'm a little disappointed in him. He said he was going to walk in that casino and plop his money right down on the table. He did not do that. But
I told him that the better bet would have been to say Lions money line for the same amount of money, because then if you lose the money, that means the Steelers won.
Yes.
And you're happy.
Yeah, so it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, he was giving himself the possibility of a lose-lose, and I just don't think he could handle that.
Well, it's clear to me from our callers and what I've heard on the station so far today that the Steelers have made a lot of people believers, and I am interested in finding out why. At 412-928-9370. It is the first 3-game winning streak of the season. They did beat a team that came into the year with Super Bowl aspirations. But here is why I'm a little bit maybe confused is the word. This is a 3-game winning streak now against teams that are probably not going to make the playoffs and have a combined record of 21-24. The Ravens are 7-8. The Dolphins are 6-9, and now the Lions are 8-7. And we, I think all week, talked about the Lions like they were still a very dangerous team. And offensively, for the most part, they are. But we saw how horrible they are defensively. They're really a two-man defense with Aiden Hutchinson and Jack Campbell. And to the Steelers' credit, they were able to exploit that and hit not one, not two, but 3 45-yard touchdowns. But they did not go through like in 2004. They didn't beat the Patriots and Eagles in back-to-back weeks here. They beat, at best, 3 average football teams. And that has people like Starkey coming on the air saying, I can see the Steelers in the Super Bowl. Now, I said I was back in after the Ravens game. I wanted them to lose that game because I thought it might be in the best interest of the organization long term. And I'm thrilled that they won. And you'll hear probably nothing but positive comments about what happened yesterday in Detroit for me over the last 4 hours. But I can't get there yet. And I wonder if that's a sensation that not just Joe is feeling, but our listeners are too. Did that game really give people like warm and fuzzy see you in February in Santa Clara thoughts? Because I can't get there yet. And if that means like I'm being Ebenezer Scrooge at Christmas time when it comes to the Steelers, by all means, rip me to shreds. I'm very excited that they won. I think they're a shoo-in now to make the playoffs. I think they can absolutely win a playoff game. But I didn't come out of that game thinking, hey, they can get to the Super Bowl. Did you, Chris?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But I'm not going to sit here and go, no, I didn't. They still suck. Like, fire Tomlin. It was a win I didn't see coming. I think my take was the Lions were going to cover late, a 7-point spread, that the Steelers, I think I said the phrase something like, will acquit themselves pretty well for a majority of this game, but then they just won't have enough late, and the Lions will have too much. Stupefying to me to discover that that was basically an inversion of what actually happened. The Steelers dominated the game for the majority of 3.5 quarters, and only when they went to the predictably stupid prevent defense and allowed Jared Goff, a 7-on-7 quarterback if I ever saw one, to pitch and catch against a zone defense, did their defense actually start to look mortal. You know what? I'll say something that's probably going to make people even angrier or more incredulous than saying they could go to the Super Bowl. They put up almost 500 yards. That felt like a Tomlin win, i.e. their defense was the story to me of that game. Detroit ripped off a 17-yard run pretty early in the proceedings. It was Montgomery up the middle.
Yeah.
Their other 12 carries of this football game, or 11 carries of that football game, netted negative 2 yards.
They had 15 rushing yards.
They had 17 of them on one play. They had 12 carries. The other 11 carries went for negative 2 cumulatively. That's it.
They ran the ball one time in the second half.
They were getting stuffed over and over again. The Steelers did help their cause here by holding the ball for all but 20-odd seconds of the third quarter.
Yes.
In one of the most surreal things I've ever seen. But until the Steelers employed what every team in the NFL tends to do, which is go prevent and make the clock your friend.
Yeah.
They dominated the number one scoring offense in the league in their building. I know Goff threw for a lot of yards, even in the first half he did,
mm-hmm.
but when you can make them a Jared Goff or bust offense, they will bust out more than they will actually score 40 on you. It was a command performance until the very last couple of drives
yeah.
by a defense that I think had reason to be not trusted. It was the kind of game, yes, from the defense, but all told, all together, that does change my opinion somewhat about
their
fortunes.
So they've made you a believer as far as ending the playoff win drought.
But believer is matter of degree, yes.
Yes, and that's where I am. Like
They can absolutely beat a team in their own building yep. in the playoffs.
And I've said that now for a couple of weeks, and I feel even more confident
in that. I think this
is
the best team, and certainly the best offense, of this three-game winning streak that they've played.
Yes.
I know the Dolphins are on a heater, and the Ravens are the Ravens.
But they haven't played any truly good teams during this stretch, right? I mean,
no, the Lions are a massively injured and flawed team right now. They're not the Lions, but their offense still functions as such more often than not.
Even though they attack the interior of their offensive line, which was a huge part of this game.
But you know what? I don't care. The Lions were like rostering a guy and starting a guy who had like 8 snaps. I don't care. You should be dominating up the middle.
Yeah.
That's what good teams do. They find a weakness and they exploit it.
Well, not there's a difference between, like, you actually said, I still can't believe this. You said if the Steelers had given up 40 points in this game, you wouldn't have been that mad at them.
No, I'm elated by their defensive performance. No, I think it was superlative.
No, I know what I'm saying is I did think the Lions had cracks in the foundation offensively. But even I did not think that they were going to have this type of overwhelming defensive performance where first drive they force a punt. They force negative yards in the third quarter. For the second straight game, they do that. The Lions finally touch the ball in the fourth quarter after the Steelers have a long field goal drive. They have to punt it again. Jahmyr Gibbs had the worst rushing performance of his entire career. Montgomery didn't really even play in this game.
Teams do not do to Gibbs and Montgomery what the Steelers did on the ground. They don't.
They bullied a team. That's whole mantra and ethos is the Lions I'm talking about. We're the tougher team. That's Dan Campbell's whole deal. We're going to beat you up. The minute he took the job, he was talking about eating kneecaps and things like that. And it, when this winning streak started, how many rushing yards did they get out rushed by the Ravens? It was historic. It's something we had never seen before in a win. And they still managed to get a victory. Last night, it was 230-15 Steelers on the ground. They averaged over 8 yards a carry. That's a Steelers record.
8.5 yards a rush.
That is a Steelers record. Think about that. They've played football since 1933. They've had Franco Harris. They've had Jerome Bettis. They've had Le'Veon Bell.
They drafted Bill Shakespeare.
They never have had a game with this amount of carries where they averaged that many yards a clip. It is in the team picture for the greatest rushing performance in Steelers history.
Pony,
and
the
they
last
did that
two games,
on the road to a team that needed to win to keep their playoff hopes realistically alive.
365-78 the last two games. More to the point, to the last part, they ran it right at them and physically buried them when the Lions knew they wanted to run it.
Yes.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The Lions were like, well, they're definitely going to try to kill clock. There were a couple unfortunate guys going out of bounds trying to get extra yard situations.
Yes.
But for the most part, you know what I loved? It was a continuation of, I thought, the Miami game. Mike Tomlin allowed these guys, by and large, to be aggressive and try to win the game instead of try not to lose it.
Frank texts in something along the lines of what Joe said. And I don't know if Joe made this part of his thesis statement today that the Steelers can get to the Super Bowl. But I do think this is right of this game, and maybe it is more meaningful big picture. Frank said that the Gainwell catch in winning that game made him feel like the Steelers are a team of destiny. Like, that is their symbolic.
That's the Bettis turning point.
Bettis runs over Urlacher play. You have an insane play like that. Mm-hmm. Number one, when you get a play like that, you're not going to lose the game.
That was Frank's, and okay, that's the
no,
belief.
Now I'm at it. Now okay. I'm saying, now adding to it, you don't lose a game where you have that kind of play.
Typically, no.
And,
typically, you do not.
And it's a could be a play that lives on in Steelers lore in history if they're able to make something of this season.
I mean, it's one of the great plays in recent Steelers history. It's for kids who are like 23 years old looking at or listening to this show. There's a play by a guy named Antonio Freeman where Al Michaels, back when he cared about the games he was broadcasting, said, you disagree with
no,
me?
No, I don't.
Said,
I just didn't expect him to catch a stray.
He did what? And it's one of the, it's a similar play to that. It's not as spectacular, but it's similar. It just, I have a ton that I could say about this game and will. Their defense took it to the Lions. Their offense took it to the Lions. And by and large, I know the defense was frustrating down the stretch. I think Tomlin alluded to that in the opening clip. By and large, though, they went into a place where it's tough to win, where the Lions haven't lost just period. Forget about home. They haven't lost back-to-back games since like 2022 or
That's
something.
That's right. They've gone two and a half, almost 3 full years without that happening.
Equally, if not more, a more desperate team. The Steelers could have lost that game and still controlled their own destiny by winning.
Yep.
And they took it to them. Guess who's not playing in the AFC this year in the playoffs? Patty Mahomes. It's the Chris Oladokun show on Christmas. I'm sure the networks are thrilled. Guess who's almost certainly not playing? Lamar Jackson.
Well,
absolutely go in there.
Now you're making it sound like you are on Starkey's side
and
they get to
no.
the Super Bowl.
I'm just
That's
saying,
kind of what I started to hear there, Dom. Would you agree with that?
They are taking it to teams down the stretch of big games in a year where at least one for sure, but for the Steelers to get in, it has to be two, of the theoretical major impediments to any success at all are removed from the equation.
I thought I started to hear that, didn't you?
No.
Did you sense that?
Yeah, I did. I think Malzi's being a coward because he wants to say they're Super Bowl contenders, but he's afraid to.
I don't think they are. I think they would have run into a team like Baltimore or Kansas City in the first round in recent years and might have had that happen again this year, and they're not. A coward. Man, you're starting off hot today. I'm surprised you aren't going to give a game ball to Caleb Williams from yesterday.
Here's Tom on the fan. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey,
Merry
man.
Christmas.
You too.
So I've got a couple big takeaways from this game.
Well, first of all, do you agree that they're a Super Bowl contender yet? Let's start there, and then we can
just for the record, neither of us do, despite what Dom just tried to insinuate about me. We do not.
A straight-up contender? No.
Yeah.
However, I think there's a solid they've got an outside shot at maybe making a deep playoff push, but would I say they're a contender? No. But, this year's kind of been crazy. all over the AFC, and NFC's pretty chaotic too. So you never know. You get a couple Titans going at each other in the divisional round. You never know what could happen. But the thing that I really took away was the fact that we stole their run game and put boot to
ass. You could say belts to asses or boots to asses. You're allowed.
Yeah, they put boot to ass versus, you know, with, you know, the running back duo that Detroit's got, you know, with Montgomery
and Jahmyr
Gibbs.
Those guys did nothing.
Yeah, those guys did absolutely nothing. That was, frankly, a pathetic attempt on their part, which was shocking. But I got to give a big shout out to Dylan Cook. He has been playing fantastic these past couple games.
They've had two guys. I mean, Gainwell's the all-time unsung hero for where he started on the depth chart and what he's doing. But the guys who stepped up big time yesterday were Dylan Cook and Jack Sawyer.
Sawyer was really good.
That second Detroit drive where they do the Dan Campbell, we're going for it on fourth down and not taking the points. Twice on that drive, he made key stops that kept the touchdown from happening.
He wasn't
as a disruptive pass rusher, but
I don't think they were asking him to be.
But okay, he's matched up against the greatest right tackle of all time.
By the way, did you see what Derek Harmon did to Penei Sewell on a couple plays? He did not look like the greatest right tackle of all time with the big man across from him. Oh, and by the way, just to his point about Dylan Cook and guys like Sawyer, isn't that another sort of theme of just stepping up? Like, when you have a team that might make even a small run, especially given their like futility, having a random dude basically off the street come in and play left tackle, arguably better than your supposed franchise left tackle who got hurt, is the kind of thing that happens to teams that win a game
postseason. One of the Chiefs' downfalls here is that they had to play all backup offensive linemen down the stretch, and that's why their offense basically imploded. The Steelers started a brand new left side of their offensive line yesterday. No Seumalo either, who's your like rock, your steady Eddie there.
The guy calling all the signals for that
and
side.
And you did something unorthodox and played two guys at the position. You alternated Anderson and Pete there, and it actually worked. That's the type of thing that usually the Steelers try to pull off that blows up in their face. And actually, that unorthodox outside-the-box way of doing things because you want to keep your jumbo package still alive worked. Better than ever. He had 230 rushing yards.
Pony, how about this for another thing? Just a game that you would think you won't win when this happens. Their elite kicker misses a chippy.
Yep.
Washington fumbles inside the five that takes points off the board, but then sort of puts points on the board.
I thought that ended up being a blessing, though,
for them. No, it was, but I mean, still, they overcame adversity, too. Man, you know who also you didn't really hear from until very late in the game? Amon Ross St. Brown, who got more or less put in handcuffs by Joey Porter for the most part in this game and by Ramsey to some degree. They had it going, man.
412-928-9370. I've noticed that many Steelers fans have chosen today to finally jump on the bandwagon. Why is that? 412-928-9370. Why is it this win that's put you over the top? And are you starting to think the Steelers can make it to a Super Bowl? 412-928-9370. Those words were uttered on our station 4 hours before we got here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.